I gotta be honest, man, I miss Vine when everything was just 6 seconds and that was it.
Yeah, that's when the punchline was there. It just got straight to the point. That's...
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMGstudios.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGstudios.tv.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
What I was trying to say was it got to the point. Speaking of getting to the point,
okay.
We have a Moment House show coming up, moment.co/tinymeatgang. Don't fucking miss it, okay?
September 8th, and it's going to be absolutely the most fun you've ever had.
Yeah, and also we spent a lot of fucking money on some of what we're doing, so you should tune in.
We did, actually.
It's going to be sick.
I asked yesterday, I was like, what was the budget for this, by the way? And I was, when I got the answer, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Okay,
we went crazy.
We did.
We went crazy
and
on
this. You're not going to... Yeah. Listen, it's going to be a great time. And
if you haven't seen a Moment House show before, it's one of the only times I drink, and it's weird because I don't drink normally, but the time I choose to drink is in front of like 25,000 people.
Right. That is a good point.
So I'll probably be hammered during the show, and that always amps it up a little bit.
It is really fun.
Yeah.
Because he gets really self-conscious, and he's like, I don't know about, I'm really drunk right now, and it's a fun vibe.
Yeah. You know, that's why I gave the cigarettes to the children. You know, just, you have to tune in. Moment.co/tinymeatgang. Go buy a damn ticket.
Quick. Don't wait.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Vine and you got cut off.
Yeah, I did.
But what was your point?
Well, the point I was trying to make was, you know, that's when things just got to the point.
Yeah.
You didn't have the fluff.
Okay.
Okay. There was no dancing. If there was dancing, you got all you needed to know about the dance.
Yeah.
Wasn't even time for personality.
Right.
You know, speaking of Vine and personality, we got two special people in the ship today.
Oh, do we?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Who's here today?
We got Zach and Waleed.
Legends.
Make some noise, everybody. If they ever want to. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you. You and that sweaty hand.
You're going to do a hug? Okay.
Rub me.
You smell good.
I don't know if I was, should I have hugged?
Wow. Why are your hands so clammy?
I have always sweaty hands. It's a bad problem. It's a medical thing. It's mecca. Never mind. I'm not even gonna try and say it.
You looked at him and said mecca.
It's hypo.
Nice, dude.
It's hypodermalia. Mecca.
What's up with the? What is this?
Oh, these are gifts for you guys.
Bruh.
Wow. Yeah.
I brought gifts.
Thanks for wrapping them,
Zach. Didn't bring anything.
I didn't bring anything. I wore a Venice shirt.
I know. I do appreciate that.
Because he lives in Venice.
Thanks. Thanks, man. What's my address, too?
I think Variety handled that one for you.
just a little token of my appreciation for flying us out into space. And,
yes.
Yeah.
It was so nice up here.
Yeah. TSA was a bitch, though.
Yeah.
To get up
I'm afraid to know. What this is. Yeah. Oh, dude. Is
there
this a shirt
go.
With your name on it?
These are varsity jackets.
Varsity. Hey.
Damn, this is
Yo,
sick.
This is except
check out the names.
Mine says Chody. So is that a mistake or?
No. This is, you know.
I think that is a mistake. Oh, my God.
You put an H in there.
Does it say Newell?
Newell. Just
dude,
Newell.
It's first time in space with them, and you're going to fuck
sorry,
up with that?
Wow. Sorry. Listen.
Jeez.
That's the best you could have done with it.
Newell?
Yours was so easy.
Chody for mine. Newell?
Easy, yeah. Yours is so easy. I was just stuck. I was looking at his jacket for like 20 minutes trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, you could have made it Mole.
Yeah. I should have. That would have been better. But look, there's some cool patches on the side.
I felt really sick here. We got,
you know,
the TMG.
Each one kind of represents, you know, who you guys are.
USA number one.
Yeah, USA number
That's
one.
That's my racing spirit right there.
I put those weird emojis for you, Cody, because you're a funny guy.
Eight ball. I think this one belongs on Cody's jacket. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Always bagging on me for my crippling cocaine. Friends, right?
Now you have a reminder.
Yeah, exactly. What is?
Oh, you
what
got
is this
one
for
right.
love?
Just
because I'm a lover.
Yeah, you're a lover. You're a hippie.
I am.
Yeah. See, you got the tie dye. You got the.
That's a good point.
Venice
and you, hippie Jews.
Yeah, you got.
You
the
got
hippie
this
Jew.
One right. The big cock.
Yeah, the golden rooster.
The golden cock.
I seen it once.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
It was kind of, how do you guys like it?
You know. It's good, yeah.
You guys are going to wear it, right?
They like it.
Yes.
No, yeah, we're definitely going to wear it.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Like hell now
yeah.
or...
No, we wouldn't want to spoil it now. I mean, it's so drippy. You know, you got to make sure you wear it on the right day.
Yeah, your outfit's already fucking stunning already. So.
I think it would match a little bit.
Yeah, no, for sure. We'll wear it tomorrow.
It will work tomorrow, yeah.
Not tomorrow.
I don't want to ruin it. I mean, it's so, like...
Oh, no, you
wouldn't.
They're super durable. They're,
yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd just be afraid of spilling anything on it or something.
You don't have any drinks. That's so weird.
Oh, no, I got a drink.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
You going to throw it on?
It's one arm.
Are you guys going to eat like a...
kind of how it's soft.
It is
I like
soft.
It.
It's
yeah.
nice.
Are you guys going to eat a Nutrigain bar and just have all the granola? Just
no, never. No. No. I could never do that.
No, these are sick, man. Thank you so much.
Sorry about that, Waleed. What have you guys been up to?
You know, just chilling.
How was your birthday?
How was your birthday?
Very
happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks. I just thanks.
How old are you now?
I am 14.
14.
Yeah.
You said finally get that learner's permit.
You said that joke in the back too. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Keeping the joke running.
Yeah. No, because I'm actually 14.
That's great. That's awesome.
Well, you got the body of a 14.
Thanks, Waleed. Thanks, dude. You're one to talk. 26 inch waist over here.
Wow.
Dude, we were
sized.
Bro, we were talking before. He ran a 4-minute mile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, yeah.
In high school or when?
High school, sophomore
That's
year.
That's fucked up.
Take me back.
Oh, he's
man.
Fast. He's fast as shit. Yeah.
He really is.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Do you think you could have did the ultra marathon with Cody?
Oh, absolutely not. But if you want to do a race in the parking lot, I might have a.
What parking?
Yeah, what
space?
Parking lot are you talking
oh,
about?
Sorry. Yes, in space.
You guys in
the driveway? I'm at the runway.
Where do you guys park your spaceships?
In the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just clever.
Okay, for sure.
You have valet, too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we did a little alien Where's out there.
Where's the International Space Station? How far?
We shot that shit down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's long gone.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
A little 14-year-old anger in you?
Our shit. That's our shit, dude.
Fucking rage?
Yeah.
Love that. little teenage anger.
I'm 33, you fucking assholes.
He said it. He said it on the pod.
I heard that's a good number.
You have to be proud, dude.
I've actually heard that as well.
Is a really good
I'm going to be 30 in December.
Damn. Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it anymore. That's proud.
Good on you, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
While he's still in his 20s.
Yeah.
Ugh.
How old are you? God.
28.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I still got Gross. It all, baby.
Yeah.
But hey, we're all getting married, huh, boys?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
When are you getting a...
Yeah, Waleed.
I don't know if marriage is for me.
He hasn't even introduced his girlfriend to his mom yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, let's just air out all these personal
details.
Let's do it.
Might as well fucking get it. We just got you varsity jackets. Why not air out some details?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the opening gift?
Yeah.
This is how we do it?
This just took a funny ass tangent and went from, what'd you do for your birthday? You know this dude isn't introducing his girl to his mom?
She knows. They know now. Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
When was that?
This is like a few weeks ago.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that? Oh, wow.
You got all the wrong details. God knows what you're saying.
Oh, sorry. Jeez, dude. My apologies.
That's because Zach has so many meetings during the day.
Yeah.
That's a busy guy. Now.
Ever since I've been fired. Wow. My meetings are packed.
Wait, you got fired?
I did.
From what?
In May. It was
his hands.
We're so
he shook the CEO's hands and he's like,
everyone was allowed.
Why so wet?
Yeah.
I was the only one supposed to work from home. Everyone else was back in the office. They just like, dude, stay home, dude.
Nah. Why are these papers so cool?
No, I just I wasn't fired for, or I was fired for not doing my job, basically. That's about it.
Oh yeah, well that you do usually have to do that.
Oh yeah,
I didn't even know what was your job. What
I was social media manager for an app called TV Time. I was there for like 5-6 years.
No, that's fine.
He's gone now.
I don't want to talk about it. Well, I guess I'm on a podcast, so I guess I should talk about it.
Do you not want to talk about it?
No, that's fine. I'm fucking talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was on there for
so
like
what was your boss's name?
And how do they fire you exactly?
Yeah, dude, how word. They fired
you.
Yeah.
So every time that me and Waleed just like hop on like a, I don't know, like a FaceTime call or something like that, I'm always like tripping like HR is just going to pop up like in a phone call. I'm not trying to be funny.
He'll
set up like a Zoom thing and we'll just like write some bits or like some jokes or something like that for a video. And like, I literally have like a fear, like a HR person is just going to pop up. It was like the scariest thing. Cause like when I got fired, my manager was in there and the whole week, I was set up for a 45 day period of testing, like my job status,
probation
basically. Yeah. And if I didn't do my job, they were going to fire me. So I was like fucking hauling ass. I was kicking ass. And like doing my job,
you know,
I was kicking
time.
Ass.
I was doing my job.
Yeah, and then I met the 45 day period, and on the 45th day, it was just a meeting with me and my manager, and then HR just popped up like during the meeting. I was like, "Fuck!" And then I got fired. But then a week later, the whole marketing department got let go.
So it was probably like a money thing.
It was a money thing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. So you were sitting there doing all that work, and HR was looking at you thinking. Doesn't know.
Yeah. And also keep in mind my whole cancer shit too. So that happened as well. So they were just like, you lost a ball, you know, you went through chemo, you're good, dude.
So did you have this job while you were going through chemo?
Yeah. I was paying for my medical bill.
So they get like, you got time off for that, obviously.
Not really. They were just like, they asked me what I wanted to do for my schedule. And I was just like, the weeks I'm doing chemo, I'll not work. And then the week said I'm not doing chemo, I'll work. So I was going back and forth.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I was just a bald motherfucker on Zoom. Just like, yeah, so I posted, you know, this last week when I was able
to. Didn't it like nerf your eyebrows and shit too?
Yeah. Everything was gone. Yeah.
So funny. I
was ugly.
I wanted to support Zach Durger's chemo.
Dude, he did a half-assed job of shaving his head. He basically did a buzz. I was like, you just look like shit.
What the fuck, man? That's not shaving your head. You're like, yeah, but I don't want to look like a
nerd. Buzz cut. Like, that was basically Noel.
Or Wally's
like, bro, I want to support you. He goes and gets a fucking bald fade.
No, bro. Dyes it pink.
Lined up. He's
like Dominic Fike.
Fucking comes back with a nose piercing. He's like, I did it, man.
I'm like you.
You look cool as shit.
Zach is looking like a mole rat.
You can get through this.
You look cool as fuck. You look like Zayn Malik. What the fuck?
Yeah, I showed Waleed's picture to my nurse. I was like, I'm going to look like this, right? And they were like, no, oh, what the fuck is this guy? This guy's drippy as hell. This guy went through chemo.
Hot. That guy looks hot as hell.
What cancer is this? Damn, dude.
You keep your hair.
Yeah, no, it was chill.
This guy have a tumor in his dick because it looks big. It looks like it'd be massive.
This guy has two balls for sure.
Yeah,
maybe three.
Huge nuts. Yeah, no, it was
damn
chill.
Man,
it's a good time.
So what's up with cancer?
Oh yeah, it was chill. It was, dude, during chemo, I was like by myself for like the chemo shit, and it was like not sound depressing.
Wait, but what about like the diagnosis and everything? Like, if you, I don't know.
Oh
if
yeah,
you go through
yeah,
that,
I can
like,
walk through it. So I went
in. Can you
in.
Like uncross your legs? You look like you're telling something really deep and personal. Make it more casual.
Dude, one nut, you can fucking do anything you want, man. You're like, I am free. Agile, huh? Now you make me hell self-conscious. No, I went
Zach
in,
lost his nut and then he just opened his eyes and
I
went straight to a yoga studio.
Yeah, he's like. No, I went in June for like some stomach pain. That I was having, it felt like I got kicked in the nuts, like a gentle sack tap. And I went in there, every day. And I thought it was because I was working from home and I had the laptop on my lap, like I was just working from the couch doing my job. And then, so I went in.
You have to lie to us, dude. We're not HR. HR's not here.
They walk in.
And then,
you're fired again.
The guy, the nurse guy, was like afraid to touch me. Like, I literally wanted him to, like, because I knew I felt something every time I was showering. I felt a lump, and he like barely cupped me. And I was like, all right. And I did a urine test, and he said, like, you're good. I don't feel anything. I did urine test, blood sample, nothing. And then I was like, I'm pretty sure I felt something. And then I went back home, kept feeling it. And then I went back in a few months later, and they're like, you have stage 2B testicular cancer. And that was it.
Damn.
So 2 months between when he first...
Yeah, and he could have saved me from doing chemo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No
the medical
way.
System.
Medical system, yeah. Baby. Money.
Big round of applause.
If you guys,
money
if,
laundering,
I got,
baby.
When he told me that, I got a physical the next week.
All my friends did. All my friends like, dude, I felt, I've been feeling it too,
So
dude.
When you were like, hey, man, could you like just like.
No, dude.
Was he like, no, dude, that's gay.
He literally like.
I'm not going to feel your balls.
Yeah,
bro.
He literally like went like
No, but
this.
I feel a lump.
Yeah, no, he was like homophobic for sure. Like just afraid to like grab it.
He was a nurse?
Yeah. No, he was the doctor.
The doctor.
Yeah.
You cannot be homophobic if you're a
no,
doctor,
yeah, dude.
Man.
Like fucking
especially
get in
a,
there,
especially a, yeah. Like that's part of it.
Yeah,
giving dudes.
Yeah,
you should be grabbing it, fucking by the fuck.
Yeah. I was like, should I turn and cough? He's like, no, just close your eyes and just fucking shut the fuck up. I don't want to be here.
Visitor access requested.
Whoa.
What?
Visitor.
What was that?
Access granted.
Oh wow.
Access for what?
Holy shit.
What's happening?
Oh. Wow.
Mr. Miller, I'm looking for a Noel Miller.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's me, man.
Holy shit.
Mr. Miller, I'm from the law firm of Ligma, Slobin, and Rama.
Wow.
According to California law, section 3342, the owner of any dog is liable for the damages suffered by a person who was bitten by the dog while in a public place or lawfully in a private place, including the property and the owner of the dog, regardless of the former viciousness of the dog.
Got it, okay.
Or the owner's knowledge of such viciousness.
Okay.
Mr. Miller, I am here to inform you on behalf of Waleed Mohammed that you have hereby been served.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got served. Don't thank him.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
You're supposed to be pissed.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Where are you from again? Ligma?
Ligma, Slobin, and Rama.
Thank you.
Got it.
We'll
got
be
it.
In contact.
Gotta hire the best.
That sounds like a legit.
Wow.
He's gone, right?
Oh, fuck.
Dude.
So, yeah,
so what
not too long ago,
so
not too long ago, me and Zach paid a visit to Noel's house.
It was all a ploy.
And
it was all a ploy. I'm going to countersue this guy.
He had this dog, cute dog. What it looks like would harm a fly.
Ollie, I believe, is the name.
Walk in there. It's chirping like, you know, barking left and right.
He gave us warnings before we walked in. Like, he's a chirper, but once he gets to know you. Sorry.
Yeah. No, keep going, Zach. Keep going, Zach.
Dude, you might win this.
Yeah. Weaken his case, please.
He's actually a really friendly, violent dog. Violent.
Thank you. So we go in there, and next thing you know, his little dog runs up to my feet and goes, ah. It was small, so it didn't hurt at first. Then I get home, there's pus coming out of my leg, infected.
Oh.
We have photos, we have evidence.
Shut up, you were sea walking the next day, on live.
Look, there's the photo.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck, dude.
That was at the park.
That was at the park, we went outside, remember?
Look at that.
Oh, that was, I took it as soon as it happened.
Dude.
And he's smiling, too, that sick fuck.
Are you all right?
He's smiling. I'm a little traumatized.
My boy.
He is. Look at him.
That's my boy.
Wow.
He's pumped about it.
Yeah. You're right.
No, I you know, if you need a tailor, let me know, because you're going to need an Italian suit.
Okay. All right. Can you make my suit for the court
hearing? I can make your suit for the court. Yeah.
Okay, fair. Oh, fuck.
Are you going to be able to afford this? It's going to be months and months of just lawyers.
I love that in the middle of his story about his cancer, you're like, yeah, but what about me? My foot's all fucked up.
Yeah, Waleed.
Sick too.
How can Zach even be your friend? You narcissist motherfucker.
Am I supposed to twist my ankle for you now? Guys, like, to show support?
We're trying to get money for Zach.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't have any income right now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all a scam.
God damn, Zach.
Could really use it.
I know the comments on this are going to be so awkward, like, sorry, Zach's unemployed without a ball. Yeah.
But Waleed's foot.
Yeah.
Oh,
it feels
my
better.
God.
What is the real tragedy here? Oh, my
God.
Let me know who wins the case.
It was all a ploy. I know you fucking rubbed lamb juice on your rear ankle. You were like, come get this shit, boy. Come get it.
The funniest thing was Waleed was like leaning on your island, and then like Ollie comes up and bites me. He goes, oh.
All jokes aside, it was very soft. It was like, ah.
Yeah.
So did he go all the way through?
Yeah. I definitely felt his teeth through my sock.
Are you still talking this up? Yeah. Like, did he actually go all the way
through? It didn't hurt. It was just like... I mean, it did hurt a lot. A lot. I'm very traumatized.
Can we talk about how that lawyer looked fucking fresh as hell?
I was more taken back by his suit. I was like, dude,
that's
that guy was.
That's
man.
My.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, he looks sharp. Yeah,
you're serving.
Yeah,
you
need to.
Yeah. You just dab him up? Bro, you look fucking good.
Yeah. What if he break dances? Just, you just got served. Oh. And then hands the dick.
None of the cameras catch it. He's like, God fucking damn it.
He just comes up. Just like this is a moment right here. It's giving it's giving lawsuit. It's giving litigation.
It's giving scam. Yeah.
That's Alina's arm, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. Alina was all in on this.
Damn.
I mean, it was my arm.
Yeah. Yeah, let me see that aggressive one of him again.
Dude, that the editors you guys had are fucking great.
You
guys,
is that your house, man? That's a sick
yard
or
Oh, yeah.
We went to the park outside, or actually when we were leaving, he was chasing me out.
Yeah.
Look at how fast the dog is moving.
Yeah.
And he's
lightning speed.
Dude, he's a little bow-legged. You should get that checked out at the vet, maybe.
Hey, don't, just because my dog still has both of his nuts and he has to manspread a little bit. Okay?
Wait, okay? No, he doesn't, does he? My dog has zero nuts.
I think he still has them, but the connection...
No, they take the balls out of the sack. They leave the sack.
Maybe that's why he's so aggressive, because he still has a sack.
How's your dog? Is he nippy and barky? And
No, he's a little barky.
Okay.
He's definitely a yapper.
I'm seeing some real dollar signs.
When can we come over?
Yeah. Did this dog just bark at me? Expect to hear from my lawyer.
Nice.
Damn, dude. Well... We're glad you're here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so...
Do you have any passions outside of cancer and unemployment?
It's literally, like, been my whole year.
But you got chemo, and then you got surgery, you're missing a nut now, and now you're all good.
Yeah, now I'm getting married and losing money drastically.
Yeah. I think we're all in the same boat right now.
Yeah, you guys aren't. You guys have a fucking spaceship. I pulled up in an Uber, so...
Uber to space is not cheap, dude.
Oh, yeah, true.
Uber space.
I got sucked up into space.
You wear a mask.
Thank you. You have a mask, sir? God damn it. These fucking Ubers.
But you like sports.
I do like sports.
You like sports a lot.
I do like sports. Oh, you had your birthday weekend was filled with UFC fights.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Dude, oh, my God.
What a kick.
You must have had the best birthday weekend of all time.
Yeah, I watched that and just...
Nut. At a bar.
Yeah.
Oh, birthday sex.
I was at the Tilted Kilt alone, drinking fucking weird ass cocktails, and then the kick out. I was like, oh, that's what the fuck we pay for. Fuck yeah, dude.
My birthday, by the way. Yeah.
They did that shit for me, dude. Yeah.
You guys playing that joke?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you pay for the fights or do you watch stream it illegally?
I paid for that shit. $75 bucks this week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They upped the price.
Because of Usman?
No. They upped it like...
Just generally?
Yeah. Like, I want to say like 4 or 5 months ago.
I have a MLB account that you guys can use if you guys want. You want to watch baseball?
For baseball?
Yeah. Exactly. I watch baseball every day.
Baseball every day.
You guys want my account?
Nah.
It's free.
Yeah, I'll log in and watch some baseball.
Yeah.
I'll do that. And I'll wear the jacket at the same time.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's probably going to be intense. You're going to be sweating a lot in the jacket.
Yeah.
So baseball's really intense.
Yeah. Baseball is probably one of the best sports to bet on.
Yeah, I've heard that's your interest.
Recently, I've got, I don't know anything about sports.
Are you going to take the boot off?
No, I'm leaving it on for the lawyers.
Just to hobble around to make sure it's safe.
By the way, if you're on audio, Waleed has his foot now in a
walking boot.
Yeah, in a walking boot, which he didn't have previously. Yeah, he just he did that shit.
Well, he did walk in with a limp. You guys just didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we did. Okay, we'll run the footage back. We'll take a look.
While he's sprinting.
I'm pretty sure you hugged me and you leaned on it.
Oh, I fell over a little bit.
Oh, okay, got it. Wobbly. Yeah. Got it.
The weight of the varsity jackets like carried him.
Okay.
And then I whispered in his ear, lawyer up.
So, Waleed, how much are you up or down now?
Right now, off my original $100, I'm up $3,700.
What?
Yep, yep, off sports betting.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking like.
What? So, do you guys want my MLB account or not?
No, I want Waleed's account.
Basically, I started off with $100, and then I bet on, I think it was like the Angels, and then some like tennis game, and then I won with this $100. I was like, wait, this is kind of fun. Yep. And then I started betting again.
Why are you itching?
It's because I got the ick.
As we talk about it, he's like, I got to get in my DraftKings shit real quick.
I got money on this wrestling that's happening right now.
Then it got to the point where, so this site that I bet on, you could bet on almost any sport. So at one point, it got so bad where I'm betting on like, Korean baseball, Japanese
were you
basketball,
actually?
Yeah, Chinese basketball. And at one point, I was like streaming the game, being like, go Shanghai Wings. Like, come on.
Shanghai Sharks?
No, the Wings.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Jeez, dude, he acts fucking mad.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You're into it now.
That's the thing about sports betting is it turns you into a different kind of sports fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but it definitely, when you're financially invested into sports, then it's, it keeps you interested.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
It
makes it so much fun to watch.
You heard about the dude who put down 5K in the last round of the Edwards Usman fight?
No, for Edwards to win?
Yeah.
No way.
And he won like, or no, he put up 40 G's and he won like $164,000.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Would have been nice.
Yeah.
Would have been nice.
Yeah. Could have been you.
Are you, if you were to place money on UFC bets, would you be pretty good at it? You think? Like percentage wise.
I think MMA is the scariest one to bet on because of shit like that. Usman, everyone was like, eh, this might be a shoe-in. But everyone is giving Leon like a, I was reading, most of the temperature I get is from just like the MMA subreddit. And a lot of people were saying, oh, he might, but everyone was pretty much feeling, Usman's just going to fucking pin him against the cage, grind him down for 5 rounds. It's going to be boring as fuck. Yeah, I was even reading the comments in real time where everyone's saying, Zach's like, keep going. The comments in real time was everyone saying, ah, this card is over. Like, who gives a shit? All the good stuff happened. Luke Rockhold rubbing his fucking blood all over.
Dude, that was nasty.
I think it was so sick.
God.
That reminded me of 2009 MMA. That reminded me of old school MMA.
Who's the guy that took it, the face rubbing? That guy was smiling.
Yeah, yeah, Paolo.
Yeah, he was literally smiling throughout the whole thing. He's like,
no, his post fight comment was hilarious. I think he said something like, "It was disgusting. I took the longest shower ever after that fight." Yeah,
dude, his fucking what he said after Joe, and he's like, when he was standing there, he's just like, "I'm just fucking old, man."
Yeah,
he's like half crying. He's like, "I'm just fucking old." All of us were like, "Damn."
Yeah. For context, everyone. There's a dude named Luke Rockhold. He was always kind of looked at as this pretty boy in MMA. And he was good, but he got knocked out a couple times, and everyone said that his chin went. He hadn't fought in a while, so he took this fight with a younger guy, and it's kind of scary because Paul's not bad. He's maybe not a world champion level fighter, whatever. I think the nice catharsis part, or not catharsis, but the nice compliment that Paolo gave him at the end was everyone said that he has no chin, but let me tell you, he has a chin.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, slinging. Yeah. But anyway, Luke Rockhold got his nose like broken or something, and he was leaking blood during the fight. So at some point, he pins Paolo to the ground.
Kisses.
And yeah, he's just
right before the fight ends.
It just smearing. Oh,
he's
yeah.
Like, yeah. Just smearing his blood all over his
face. What was crazy about this?
It looked really sensual.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
No, Luke
laughing.
Was taken down by Paolo, and then he it looked like he was going to get choked out. And the fact that he was able to roll over and end the fight on top and just smearing his fucking leaky blood all over this dude's face.
So savage. The guy that...
He's on his Joker shit for real.
Yeah, so then Luke Rockhold, the guy smearing the blood at the end of the fight. No, he lost.
Oh, okay.
And then Joe Rogan goes to interview him afterwards. And then he says...
He's like half crying. He's just like, just going through it, man. Like, just really emotional. Not really. He was just like... He was sad. He was having an epiphany. Like, he was just really sad. And so Joe was like, "Are you ready to talk, man? Like, are you good? And like, what are you thinking right now?" And he's just like, "I'm just fucking old, man."
Yeah. He says, I can't do this shit anymore. I'm just too fucking old.
It's just a raw, honest moment.
Real,
We're all just like, damn. We kind of laughed, and then we were like, fuck, that's really sad.
Dude, Joe interviews them immediately after the fights.
Dude, Marab and Jose Aldo, you know who those people are, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's on them all the time. Nope.
They fought, and then at the end of the fight, they were doing this weird rubbing each other's head shit, and Joe just kind of bends down. And tries to stick the mic between them to kind of, what's going on in here?
How are you guys feeling?
Yeah, yeah. It was just the
I guess
funny...
MMA might be the worst sport to bet on just because if you lose, the dude got knocked out and it's like so sad.
Yeah.
Like oh, fuck.
Yeah. We actually have a question for you guys. If you guys want to pick a game for Waleed to bet on.
Oh yeah,
we actually have my account pulled up. Right here.
No way!
Yeah. Waleed gives you privilege.
Yeah, can we bump this up a little bit?
Let's look at the categories because there's a lot of categories to the left. You got your baseball, you got your basketball, you got your football.
We can pick anything.
You can pick anything.
But the amount is set. So at 100.
No, no. Let's.
Oh,
well, let's raise the stakes a little bit.
scared money don't make money.
Yeah,
Zach,
you said it.
is that a betting phrase?
I mean, I'm up.
You never heard that phrase?
No.
Scared money don't
make money? No.
You never heard that? Oh, man.
Is that just like a phrase in general, or is it specific for betting?
No, I
do that with stocks.
Okay.
All these, like, I do that.
Or it's like a gambling thing, isn't it?
He watches Ben and Emil. He's like, scared money don't make money. Yeah.
Ben would not say
that. Okay, let's pick something here.
That's what people say when they're trying to get you to buy into something. So, yeah, man, scared money don't.
There's other sports.
Waleed is bought in.
Yeah, I wanted to see the other sports. Yo,
there's
handball,
you could bet
darts.
You could bet on the stock market.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't you just buy the stock?
No. It's not fun that way.
That's so
dumb. It's like you can. Like,
he's new to this.
This is options, basically. You can just buy it.
Yeah, you betting on if it goes up or down.
Dude, that is hilarious.
So you can bet on the stock and then put money in the stock to win your bet.
Click on entertainment. I don't know if they have it right now, but I think Love Island is usually there.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard of this.
Handball.
Yeah, handball is the one that's sticking out to me.
Dude, bet on.
I kind of want to make, because there's auto racing. Scroll up. Go to auto racing. I want to see what car like classes they have here, because I'm sort of... I want to make Waleed watch like the most boring one, like just the worst, like a race that has like 500 laps and the cars are slow as shit. And he's just like,
and he has the most money on it.
He's like, yeah.
There's got to be more boring sports than that.
You guys want my MLB account?
Baseball.
Baseball is not boring when you're throwing down.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
Baseball is also not boring at all.
No. Scroll down beneath Formula One. Is there anything after Formula One? Oh, no. It's on the left. It's on the left. Motorsports.
Formula One.
NASCAR. NASCAR Futures and Superbike. Oh, those are all entertaining.
Do you scroll down a little bit?
Nah.
Oh. Why not? That would be good.
I think it's like professionals, isn't it?
Handball, hockey, keep going. Horse racing,
the lottery.
Betting on the lottery.
Politics.
Yeah, dude. What do we
Brazilian
got?
Brazilian election.
What do we got? Yeah, you have to bet on the Brazilian election is going to be a landslide. I've heard it's like pretty corrupt.
Yeah,
because they're all betting.
Yeah, yo, governor races. Yeah. Governor races.
Oh no!
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh
my god.
Yeah, I want you to look into.
This is November. We gotta do something quicker.
Yeah, is there something? What's scroll up? Is there one below? September 13th. There you go. It kind of seems like Yeah, the Rhode Island Democratic primary. That's it. That's what I'm voting on.
You should have made the rules. Like, they have to bet on like a baseball. You literally left it wide open.
Let's go back to main sports. I don't trust
you. Said anything. You said anything. We chose something.
Do it.
These odds are kind of fucked up though. Yeah. It's like pretty obvious who's gonna win, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's like kind of.
Oh yeah. Oh, I thought they were both minus.
Lee just has a hit on like all these like governors.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh my god, guys, he won.
Breaking news. Helena Folks gets COVID right before the
Can we even like legally joke about that?
Yes.
I said COVID. I didn't say murder.
Well, how did she get it?
Did you make out with Helena Folks?
Did you go to Main Sports?
Main Sports.
There you go. This is fun, right?
They're all just wincing.
What is odds boosters?
I don't know what that is. I haven't got that far.
Yeah, you guys can.
No, golf is so fun to watch.
It's fun.
Golf is not boring. That is one of the most riveting sports to watch.
You want my MLB account? I promise you, it's a little better than that.
You think baseball is better than golf?
Yes,
1,000.
Dude, golf is so fun.
Baseball
to watch.
Has.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, yeah. I have a video queued up after this.
Yeah, yeah, the Dodger Stadium. Go ahead. All
right, how about baseball? So you guys could all watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Can we pick like Korean baseball or something?
Yeah. Click. I think it might be.
Little League?
Chinese, Japanese.
Let's do this and let's all get behind one team.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. All right.
So
Samsung Lions.
Dude. Yeah. Dude. Okay, let's read these. When are these games?
These are all cell phones? What the fuck? There's a car.
Do you know about like the history of like Chables?
No.
This is not a Ligma joke. I'll go into it afterward. But
I was not expecting it to be a Ligma joke.
Chable.
Chable.
Oh, you're going to make a ball joke?
Chable.
It doesn't really
work. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Dude,
These are tomorrow. These are tomorrow, right?
This is tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let's pick one that we like.
At 2:30 a.m., we're all going to be watching this.
No, you're going to be watching.
Yeah, you're going to be watching, bro.
I am going to be watching.
Yo, the Samsung Lions just is funny.
That's got a funny ring to it.
But the odds are so fucked.
The Kia Tigers? Who are the Tigers playing? The Heroes. Damn, what's that?
I kind of like a lot of Giants.
A lot of them.
A lot of Giants.
A whole lot of Giants.
Are they both minus? Is that minus 121, minus 109?
Yeah. You want the one with the, if you feel like someone's going to win, then you bet the under.
Duh.
But usually I play it kind of safe and just bet the most minus.
Got it.
That seems to be working out for you, though.
Yeah, I'm up.
He's got a Tesla in the spaceship parking lot. Brand new.
I don't know. I mean, Samsung Lions is just funny.
Yeah, let's bet on them.
All right, fuck it. Fuck.
That's your. Wait, are they favored or what's the?
No, they're not favored.
They're the underdog.
Let's go.
All right, let's
go, Lions.
Let's go.
Waleed, tell us how much you would bet on this. you heard that. Shit.
Go down.
200.
Let's do 250 for this.
You are crazy, dude. You're crazy.
Let's see what the odds are for the
fucking
win.
Go!
Fuck!
Yo! Wins 470. Is this hit?
Is this ethical, what we're doing right now?
Yeah, 100%.
1,000%.
1,000%.
Is that your guys' money?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah,
we're not encouraging anyone else to bet. This is Waleed's money.
Yeah, yeah. You have my audio confirmation that you could place this
Give
bet.
A thumbs up to the
Give
camera.
Give a thumbs. Here you go.
Let's go!
Success. There you go. You guys want to do a few more? Just do it.
Dude, we should do the Samsung Lions cheer.
Yeah.
Together.
Bring, 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 bring.
Samsung Lions. There it is.
Okay, what about an American sport? You guys like American?
You don't. You could just bet one. Lines,
no,
you
degenerate.
See, this is us being good friends. Okay, enough. You already got the fun on the Samsung Lions.
He's like, I can quit anytime I want.
It's not a problem if I'm winning.
Well, dude, I.
Yeah, I'm good.
Who? So, did you watch the fight in its entirety? Did either of you?
Mm-mm.
I hung out with a dude who is a fighter, like a boxing guy,
yeah,
boxing coach, And he was talking about the guy who has the loose jaw and saying like he should stop fighting because he like gets hit in the jaw every time and then he's out. Does that make sense?
Was he maybe talking about Luke Rockhold?
What a weird answer. Did you watch the fight?
Yeah, just say
no.
Yes,
but I was hanging out with a boxer one time.
I was also trying to show that I have friends outside of Wally.
No, we believe you.
No, I didn't.
We definitely believe you. Yeah, we believe that that friend is real.
I got cornered into taking shrooms. Hardcore, like cornered.
Same guy?
No way.
Yeah.
Is that your first time?
Second.
Wait, what do you mean cornered? Like someone's like, so take weird. These. No. He's just like, no
I
way.
Where am I? I'm not like yelling like that. Like, what are you doing?
What the guy did.
Oh, I'm underneath it.
Yeah, and then rubs his blood all over his face.
Yeah, no, I was sitting with him, and he had, like, it was chocolates, chocolate shrooms, and he had it in his pocket, and everyone else was taking it, and I was like, nah, I'm good. It was, like, 11 o'clock at night. And
I
was like, yeah, I was, like,
fuck
ready
no,
to go home. And they were all, like, eating shrooms, and I was like, I think I'm going to Uber soon. And then they were like, no, dude, just take one. I'm like, no, I'm okay. Like, I think I'm just going to, like, Uber soon. And then they were like, dude, just try it. Just have one. And I kept saying no, and they're just, they're, you know, back and forth, and then I ate it. And then I had another one after that. And then I didn't go to bed till 3 a.m.
Did you trip?
I had a body high. I had some dark like feeling at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was brushing my teeth, and I was afraid to look at myself in the mirror, so I was just like staring straight down, and I like put the toothbrush back in, and I like closed the or turned off the light, and I like walked backwards out of the bathroom just so I didn't look at the mirror.
That's the most shroom thing.
Yeah. Dude, it was like, yeah, it was bad. My first time was with Waleed and his cousin, who's a Satanist.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This story is fucking.
Dude, and we sat.
It's so funny.
I have a cousin who I guess got pushed religion on. On super hard, and they just came out totally opposite. Piercing. Has a tattoo that says "Serve no master" on his chest. It's sick.
Yeah, except for Satan.
And he came over one time to do shrooms, and yeah. Zach was down, and Zach didn't have a good time.
I did not know. We literally did the complete opposite of how you're supposed to do shrooms. Like we were sitting in the living room, like we didn't go outside at all. We were just watching Disney like shorts,
Pixar
you know,
shorts.
Pixar shorts. And we were just like, I didn't feel it at first. So then I went and got more. And they fucked with me the whole time. They're like, dude, this is never gonna end, man. Like the way you're thinking right now, it's never gonna stop. Bro, and I was just like,
like the real life version of the nightmare.
Yeah. No, that's what they did to him.
Yeah.
But he did it also to himself because he would ask those questions like, you guys ever think about how there's like, you know, society just has these laws? And my cousin's like, yeah. There is no laws. It's all in your head.
And then I was like, do you guys feel like a god right now? Like, I feel like we're all three gods. And they were just like, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, they were like totally dude, fine. I was like,
Zach, you're being fucking weird.
It's just shrooms.
Yeah.
Dude,
relax.
I remember at one point, Zach went into his bedroom and was curled up.
I wanted, it's going to sound dark, but I wanted to stab myself to end the whole, because they said it's never going to end. So I was like, I want to fucking go now. This is it. So while he came in my room and was just like, dude, we're just fucking with you, man. Like, and it was just like trying to comfort
me. But seriously,
me.
It's never going to end.
Because it stopped for me. Did it stop for you?
I hated it. And I also hated it the second time. But we're doing it a third time in Denver.
We are.
Bachelor party.
Oh,
my wedding, dude.
You guys
can come.
I missed the invite.
Yeah, it's all good. You guys can. Yeah, yeah. Fucking cameraman Cash can come too, dude.
So this is the official invite.
Yep.
This is okay. The audio confirmation.
Okay. Yep. Good.
Picturing Zach turning his hand over with all the shrooms in his hand. He's like, go ahead, guys. Take some. I brought my own. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Non-shroomy. Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be a fun time.
Do you guys ever do anything?
Yeah.
Drug related?
Do you guys do ayahuasca?
No.
Never done that.
Heard Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Packers.
Yeah.
He did ayahuasca.
And damn. Like posted about it?
Yeah. He's outward about
he's
it.
He's out?
He's out about it.
He's out of the closet?
He's out of the ayahuasca closet.
Yeah.
Very open.
So did he talk about like the ceremony and then like having to do the shit afterwards where you, the integration it's called?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like a multi-step thing. It's like you have to prepare for it by like eating certain things.
How far did you get in the process?
My friend did it. So he...
Oh my God.
He told me like all about it. My friend and his brother did it. And yeah, it's like you have to they tell you what to eat and all this stuff for like a week leading up. You can't drink. You can't, you have to make sure to get good sleep and all this stuff. And then you go to the place, they guide you through the whole thing. A lot of the times when you take it, you throw up right afterwards because it's just like hard on your body or whatever. Kind of like, I mean, shrooms are pretty gross, yeah, right? Yeah. Ayahuasca is like that times a lot, I guess. It's just super nasty. Makes you feel sick to your stomach. So you puke and then you come up like crazy, trip for a while. And then a lot of times guys will like, or and girls or whoever, will go and do these things and have crazy epiphanies and then change their lives the next day.
That's sick.
So they've learned now to do like integration meetings for the next, like for the following 3 or 4 weeks after the ceremony, you have to meet with someone else in the group and basically just like talk about what you learned so that you don't make drastic changes to your life.
Oh,
because
my God.
People like, you know, they've had people that like go in as an investment banker and the next day they're like, I can't work in finance anymore. It's soul sucking. I've been doing the wrong thing my whole life, and they'll quit.
Positive.
Amen. Maybe I took Iowa. Yeah, maybe I just didn't even know. The firing was like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I wish I could have some money, but you know, other than that.
Are you happier now? Like, do you feel like?
I feel less stressed. Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I just played Pokemon Go on the, well, he gave me his Game Boy and I've just been playing it.
Not Pokemon Go.
It's probably the stupidest fucking thing I've ever said. It's yeah. Probably the uncoolest thing I've ever said.
Not
Pokemon Go.
No, there are plenty of people who fuck with that.
Yeah, no, it's the yellow Pikachu Game Boy Advance.
Oh, dude, just play that on stream.
Okay, cool.
There you
Speed go. Run it.
Thank you. Anyways.
Yo, aren't you the dude from Vine?
What?
That's, you get on Twitch, like, aren't you the guy from Vine? Okay, you're like, yeah. Yeah. Then they're like, and you're like, you're a speedrunner now? That's sick.
Do you guys still get that when people stop you in the streets? Like, are you the guy from Vine?
Yeah. I said that when Brian was on. That was like the one time it's happened in forever. Some girl was like, oh my God. Oh my God, you're the fucking guy. I used to watch you on Vine.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should check out this other stuff I've been doing.
She's like, nah.
Yeah.
She still has like, it on her phone somehow.
What, it's been like 8 years?
The worst is when they ask you, like, are you still like doing stuff? I'm like, yeah, I fucking post like every single day.
Yeah.
God, I don't care, dude. I'm not on social media anymore.
Cool. You get recognized as market guy.
Yeah, as the market guy.
Yeah.
Market guy, or either, because I used to work at a company called All Def. And so I would get like, dudes from Long Beach be like, hey, you that stupid clown, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
Bring back Vine, man.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. It was ahead of its time.
It was.
Truly. I will say the one time that I did acid, I don't think I've ever said this story before, but it was like possibly the worst day of my life. And
besides the acid or after the acid?
No, like while I was on it.
Because of the acid.
Just because I had a really bad trip. Okay. But it was the same sort of thing. I did it in the worst scenario possible.
But you just had like a bad day at work and you just came home and was like, oh, God.
Yeah, that was why I did it. Because I had the worst day of my life. And I was like, I really need some acid to unwind. No, I was like, we had planned on doing it on a Saturday or something like that. We went out Friday night, didn't get any sleep. You know, was like super hungover, woke up, went surfing, came back. So I was like even more tired. And then we were like, okay, we're going to drop and go to Malibu. That's the plan. And so we were like, cool. I'll put in our tongues. Let's go. Let's do it. We did it. And
what, were they stamps or dropper? What was it?
No, the little stamps.
Okay.
So I was really nervous and tired and hungover. And so we're all like, okay, let's go to Malibu. Let's do this hour-long drive right now. So we hop in the back. My friend's girlfriend was driving. And she drives like a fucking Fiat. It was like a smart car.
Oh, yeah. God.
And so it's like something.
Yo, hold up.
And then
motherfuckers listening to this don't know what a smart car is.
Why?
Smart car?
Are they not around anymore?
No.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, like
yeah, because you're 30. Oh,
okay. Almost 30, please.
Dude,
almost.
Smart cars aren't like a thing anymore?
No.
I know
what
a smart car is.
Yeah, because you're 28.
I get what he's saying.
Oh. There's like a 23-year-old that's like, what's a smart car?
Damn.
Guaranteed.
Just continue.
This. You know, it was like this. It was like a bug or something. I don't know.
Look
what
at this. The cow. Look at the cow picture.
Sorry. I was just saying that to say that's like a crazy thing, that there are people who have never seen this car before.
Yeah,
not experienced.
That's a good point.
Because it shouldn't be legal to drive.
Yeah. Well, it's just European, you know? Anyway, so it's like a Fiat. It's tiny.
Tiny, right? So she's driving, friends in shotgun, and then me and my buddy are in the back, and we go and pick up her dog. We stop at her like family house to pick up her dog. I didn't know any of this was going to happen, right? I'm like severely allergic to dogs. And it's like a Lassie type dog. So this fucking dog jumps in the back seat and is sitting in between my buddy and I. There's no space. And it's just fur just like everywhere. And so I'm sitting there like, fuck, I'm allergic, but okay. And I start just sneezing, running nose, right? And now I'm like starting to hit me, starting to come up. And we still have this hour-long drive to Malibu. She's a horrible driver. Oh. So we're like stopping, going, stopping. It's like PCH traffic the whole way. And we go to Zuma Beach. That's where we like wanted to end up. And it's like gusting winds.
Yeah.
Must have been 30 knot winds that day. And there's just families fucking everywhere. And people's like chairs are like ripping out of the ground. And like, you know, people's like,
run.
Yeah, shit. It's just like that. And we're sitting there and I'm like,
the car is flipping over.
Run. Is that a Vine joke?
No, like, Vine get the reference? Fuck out of the beach.
Family's like, being like, get
out. I thought you were talking about that Vine.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. No, I was like just making a joke that all the families wanted to get out.
And I'm like tripping my balls off. Sitting on the beach, freezing my ass. Sorry.
Dude. It's okay, dude. It's okay.
It's okay. I trip my ball off, too. We all trip.
Cody's like, my bad. So I was tripping my job off. Wait, fuck. Sorry. 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 My bad.
I was tripping all the money I had.
And it was like so cold. I'm sitting there. I'm just like fucking tripping so hard. And I was wearing shorts. I was looking at my legs and all I could see, my leg hair was turning into like just nasty like vines. And all I could think was vine. And all I could think was like, this is never going to end. And I knew I was being weird because I like looked over at my friends and they were like, yo, Cody's being fucking weird. And I heard one of them say, we got to get him out of there. We got to get him out of here. He's freaking out.
Oh, God. So you were like the isolated event that was bad?
What?
You were like the isolated person out of the group?
I was that guy. And that made it worse because like I then saw my friends freaking out about me and I was like, I don't want to be the fucking guy that ruins the whole thing.
And you were.
Sorry, but I am. My legs are trees right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so my buddy was like, I know this guy owns this winery in Malibu. I could text him. And I was like, okay.
Why?
I don't know. He would just like Snapchat with this guy sometimes. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
You linked up with him?
Yeah, we ended up driving to the top of this. You know where The Hangover 2 was filmed? That like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Dude.
Oh,
Potter have no idea what The Hangover 2
is. Yeah, yeah. No, people
it's
know
like,
that.
It's like the most like recognizable winery in Malibu. It's on, yeah, perched on the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
And so we went there and this guy had no idea that we were all tripping on acid, but it ended up being the best.
Wow.
Damn. That's when like my trip like finally turned and it was like, oh fuck, now I get it.
Dude, I was gonna say,
you guys know The Hangover 2 was shot
here? Yeah. That's when my trip turned. What? I fucking love that movie.
Doing a winery thing on acid sounds absolutely horrendous.
I mean, anything was better from
I guess
what, yeah, I came from.
I'm like a sitter when like I'm doing drugs. I
on a windy ass beach?
I mean, like, I wouldn't go to the beach. Like, yeah. I would do anything else.
Yeah, we should have just stayed. I should have just not done it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I think your bad day was like a sign that you should not have done.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Every time I do shrooms, I just have to shit really bad.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if anyone else gets that or is it just me.
You did it in the mountains, did you?
I did shit in the mountains.
That's fucking crazy.
And then I I like got my legs.
I don't go that long. My hike is like, I don't know, like a couple miles and I'm back. Like I don't have to shit that long.
Got it.
I remember when I shat in the mountains, I popped a bottle on a hole so I could use it as a bidet because I have a bidet at home and wanted to get
So you put water in and then just squeeze the
and
water bottle?
Squeeze the bottle.
And just spray it up your ass? It's kind of genius.
It's smart.
Super smart. He goes back and the campsite says, yo, Wally, we had the toilet paper right here for you.
No, it was nice because there was a breeze too, so my ass just got dry at the end of it. You guys got to get a bidet, man.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
I was dog sitting at your house and I used your toilet, shat on the toilet, mm-hmm, and you have the warmer on the toilet seat.
Heated seats.
Fucking amazing. I was too afraid to use the bidet, though.
If you guys are shitting on cold seats, you're not living life to its fullest.
No, I've shat on possibly the nicest toilet ever this year. It was when Red Bull like took us out for like the Miami race. The toilet, it like sprayed perfume. The toilet was like talking to you. It had like a fucking crazy ass interface. You could bidet from the front and the back.
What's the front for?
Like ladies,
oh.
I guess.
For your ball.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Sorry.
Nice. Nice. Well, I didn't want to spray from the front because I just imagined it would just like hit my like pelvic area and then just drip down. So I don't know what the yeah, I don't know what yeah, the point of that is.
Just for washing your pubes.
Yeah, yeah. Just
it's for shampoo.
Yeah.
Shampooing.
Shampooing. Good, dude. Nailed that one. Yeah, bro.
Did you have any acid trip? No much.
No, I did shrooms for the first time like on the 4th of July. We came here day after, proceeded to record the worst episode this year, guaranteed.
So ours is better?
Yeah, yours is better. Yeah.
This has been a fun one, honestly.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I've had a good time. And no, we didn't even get to any of your...
Oh, I'm just...
You had a whole thing prepared.
You guys didn't have anything prepared.
Oh. I was actually going to bring up this point, which is...
my DMs?
No. I know you're unemployed, but I still stand by this point. There's no excuse for you to dress like a substitute teacher. We like went to your thing, and then afterward, I was like texting them, and I'm like, Zach, there's no excuse for you to dress like a substitute teacher. Your friend makes clothes. He makes interesting clothes.
And I've given him stuff before, too.
Yeah, yeah, but still,
that's the problem.
You choose to wear like a waterproof button-up.
So I've been...
Wait, is this what he was wearing on Thursday?
Yeah, basically.
On your June shine event. Yeah. So like I was getting ready and I've been dating my fiance for 15 years. So she knows like how I look and how I dress. So when I showed her my outfit, she was like, "Wow, you look good." Cuz like I usually dress like obviously really shitty. Yeah. No, I mean like she just sees me every day.
You should not marry her now.
She loves me for who I am, all right? Yeah. But so I showed her my substitute teacher outfit. And she's like, "Wow, you look good." So I get to the event and like I'm, you know, I'm dressed like whatever. And Noel comes up to me. He's like, "Dude, what the fuck are you wearing, man?" Like my confidence is just like, oh.
Bro, that is so funny. That's so mean.
And
just pull up to an event like, damn, my fiance is digging what I'm wearing. I'm feeling good.
What the fuck are you wearing, dog? What's up? I was like, How was your, did you like your event? You have fun? Like
I had a blast, man. I like,
I was on cloud nine on your event, bro.
I had a blast.
I was like fucking getting
down. Was it fun?
I was getting down.
I couldn't really, I was,
we were dancing our ass off.
I drank for the first time in 108 days.
I was going to say.
I was like, I'm going to do it. I got to have some of my own drink. I regret it. 100%.
You regretted it?
Oh my God. The next day I was just like,
you seem totally fine.
I know, but it just, I don't know. It was like, I don't, fuck, whatever.
The drinks were a little sugary, the ones that they were handing out.
Yeah.
Not the
and I had like nine.
Ones. Not the June Shine. June Shine is good.
The hip, yeah, they were making cocktails with the hippie juice.
I was trying to help you
juice.
Out.
Yeah, thank you. The hippie juice was very tasty.
Yeah.
No, I had a good time, but I just like, I couldn't really tell if that was the alcohol like masking what was actually happening or if it was actually fun. It was a good time, right?
Yeah,
I thought you were going ham on my, can we toot our own horns?
I grounded on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash went ham on you too.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Can we toot our own horns for a second?
Yeah, go for it.
So the dance floor was dry.
Okay.
Right? And then Cash, us, fucking started it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a DJ booth that was not used at the time, like sitting by the whatever area, and we found this microphone and we were just like pretending we were just like fucking like singing the songs and shit like that, and we were getting down, and then Noel made the comment about my outfit.
But you were feeling extra good.
Dude, I was
funny
like,
too.
I was fucking like doing my dance moves, and Noel was like, "Yo, what are you wearing?"
You're going over. You're thinking he's gonna like compliment you on the dance.
Yeah,
like, I must be killing it right now. Noel wants to say something to me. What is it, man? I know.
You want to dance?
That shirt.
You need to change, bro.
Keep in mind too, like
it's because I want better for you.
I was looking like shit at this time because I was drenched in sweat. My hair is all like fucking everywhere. Like I know I was looking like shit at this time, and that was when Noel was like, "Dude, like we gotta fucking get you dressing better, dude. I don't know what the fuck you're wearing." But yeah, great event though.
I want better for you.
Yeah,
I want better.
What would
for
you change?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you.
What have you had these 5.11s since like 2015 or something?
I still wear my high school shirts.
That's I know you do.
I still wear my Foothill. I went to Foothill High School. I still have Foothill baseball.
Bro, okay. We have, that I wear. Look, like, and merch here we can give you.
I have clothes
over there.
No. We need to get away from that. Okay? Because he dresses like he wears shit from T-shirt cannons. He needs to get away from that.
T-shirt cannons.
Bro, you know the developers. You know the developers that those guys that we would work with.
Oh, yeah, shirts
were only fucking tech
exclusively
free shirt
from T-shirt
promotional.
Yeah. Like
I
this
only
shit?
Wear shirts if it's shot out of a can.
Yeah.
I get up like, oh yeah, new shirt. Like wearing for the TMG pod. Hell yeah.
Someone on the boardwalk shot that one at you.
Dude.
My first time visiting California.
I know you took a fucking Venice Beach tour just to get that T-shirt at the end. And you were like, fuck yeah, bro.
But you thrift a lot, right?
I love Goodwill.
So what are you doing? You're supposed to find the gems.
Yeah, people who thrift look good.
I mean, you have to be good at thrifting.
That's true. Yeah.
Can I remind you guys?
You're straight to the millennial teenager clothes. Yeah. He's like... Wow, 5.11s.
You're buying the sale rack at the thrift store.
No way, they have these here? He's so pumped.
Dude, I used to wear these.
Dude, these are mine.
Wait.
My family had to get rid of these during the housing crisis, but I want them back.
Do you guys remember Nike Roches?
Yes.
And like how everyone was clowning on them?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
There was one time, this is when I was living with Zach, he's like, dude, I know you like shoes and stuff. I got the craziest sneakers ever. Like, you're going to love
you're
it.
You're lying.
Comes out of his room. You're brings lying. A box. I open up their black Roshis.
You're lying.
I swear
dude.
To God. He's like, aren't these fire? They're on sale.
I'm waking up literally debating of wearing them to this pod today. Not even joking.
I
want to
see these shoes.
Dude, the back of the shoe, like as it goes up, is like this thick of just cushion.
They're shape-ups.
On the heels.
And the amount of joy he had showing me this box, I
wore them.
I said, these are fire.
I wore them every day. Those are actually nicer than the ones I have. No, these I have like the 2015 versions.
Yeah, these are developer shoes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so hateful towards your outfits, because you dress
I have the 103.87 one.
Oh, dude, you got
to
resell
to the right. That one, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Sylvan's on Amazon.
How many developers?
Holy
you know?
Shit!
Oh my god!
Yeah,
every
fuck you guys. That's how much I spent on my shoes.
It's not about the price.
Or they're kind of like British guy shoes too, a little bit.
Oh, but British shoes are like hype.
What?
Piece.
Yeah, just like.
But even when
super tight pants that go up to here.
But
and then
but even when English people dress like that, there's still like some degree of intention.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, Zach, I'm not some fashion-forward dude, but if I were to style you in any way, I would like...
Let's start from top to bottom.
You should see my running outfits. My running outfits are horrendous.
Yeah, are they all like lime green with
I feel like
the
they
helmet?
Should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But like dudes that look too sick working out, it's like, come on. What is the point? What are you trying to achieve here? Are you trying to fuck? Or are you trying to like...
Zach wears his fucking high school PE outfit, and we're like, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
It has like his school with his name written on Sharpie.
Shorts go up to here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say the reason why I'm running is because I got fired and have like this free time. And usually people, when they get fired, they get like a better job just to show the company. And like the only thing I'm going to show to them is like I can run 6 miles now.
Sure, you don't want to hire me back.
And I run.
He splits.
I run by my boss's house too. So like if I ever run into her.
What?
Just, yeah.
Wait, why do you know where she lives?
She was just my neighbor. It's not. I'm not like weird like that. But like.
That was really
I purposely have been running 6 miles.
No, and her house, it's like some Forrest Gump shit. Her house is the end of the run. So he like runs and he lands in her front yard, just stands in front of her Ring camera, and then turns around.
You know how people touch like something just to make sure that they hit the mark and then turn around? I like touch her front door. I'm like, all right. And then I like fucking run back.
Just hit her Ring. I still have no money.
She goes, what are you wearing?
She's like, Zach? Yes. Change that fucking outfit.
I've been working there for 5 years too. So like I was working there. And so I had like every outfit, like I wore it all the time. I wore the same jeans every day. Like my buddy would be like, oh, you're wearing the fucking Venice shirt today, for example. I'd be like, yep.
Is that a shirt that you wear?
No, this is new.
Pretty awesome. That's new. You got that for
Was that Goodwill?
You're sure that's new?
No, this was actually at like Venice Beach. Like I went to Venice.
Oh, you went to the wait, you went to the boardwalk to buy that?
My mom and sister visited me during my chemo, so if you guys can back off for a second.
did they buy you that shirt and then push you down a hill after?
in a wheelchair.
We gotta get make a wish too.
Yeah, get you
some fucking clothes.
Hey, make a wish. He's not gonna die, but his fucking outfit sucks.
Just help him out.
It looks like I'm like close to death, like with my outfits. No, but they visited me, and my sister just wanted to get a shirt, and I was like, oh, this one's nice, so I bought it.
Oh my fucking god!
Did you hit the cutoff for make a wish?
No, I was one stage away. Yeah, I could have been stage three. Anyway, stage three.
I would say,
yeah,
like,
fuck that.
You know, you could lean like a very trendy thing now is just like basic like button ups, you know, with undershirts. I feel like that's like a natural look.
Oh, you're
for
actually
you.
Giving him like real.
Yeah, advice. And fucking get in some like slacks or something. Like,
okay, but so the reason why I wear Goodwill clothes is because I sweat really badly.
That's why. That so like, explains the hands.
Look, pretty oh bad. God.
Yeah, that's the worst fucking. Yeah.
That's why
fabric
you wear a tank
to
top and a. Unbuttoned,
but I would just I sweat constantly, and that's why I wear like,
yeah. What Cash is saying is right.
Embrace it.
Okay.
Tight Under Armour gray shirt. Yeah. Light gray. Like really embrace it.
Nipples pointing.
Yeah.
Hey. I know a thing or two about some hard nipples, man.
Do you have hard nips?
Yeah. I got diamond cutters, man.
It's just like walking. Hey,
through the microphone and Zach's chin, he went.
let me are you getting action, Waleed?
No, it's
let me see that shit.
He has diamond.
Waleed crosses his legs.
Oh, do your nipples chafe when you run?
Yeah, they do.
Dude, that shit is.
I chafe
terrible.
Right here, my one ball.
Yeah, I get brutal nipple.
That should be that
chafe.
That should be like a torture mechanism.
Yeah, it should be.
What?
Yeah.
No, he's been through the ringer. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, whatever that means.
Like, what would they do? Like, they would just take your nipple and...
Cheese
tell
grated.
The secrets!
Just really fast. No, they just make you run with this kind of shirt on.
Can I bring up the one video?
Wait, let's jump into the bonus, shall we? You want to keep it rolling?
Do we keep it rolling?
Yeah, let's just keep it rolling. Do you guys want to stick around
should
for
come
a little
back
bit?
Again?
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Do you want to stick around longer?
I don't give a fuck. It's your guys' show.
I mean,
I don't have a job. I got all the time in the world.
Yeah. You got.
Oh, shit. I got to go.
you got more free time?
Yeah, I got free time.
All right, yeah. Let's just keep it rolling then.
Okay, we'll go. We'll be rolling into the bonus, gang.
Thanks for watching. Moment.co/tinymeatgang for a ticket. September 8th. Don't miss it, right?
I bought my ticket already.
Yeah. All the money goes to clothing for me.
Please
buy me new clothes.
We're gonna fucking put Zach in some clothes that don't look like shit. So moment.co/tinymeatgang, go buy a ticket, and we'll see the rest of you in the bonus.
This week on the Bone Zone,
bro. What is this about your athlete DMs?
Oh yes, this is what I thought you were segueing into when I brought up who you guys would be like jaw dropping to meet. So I have DMs of athletes because I'm a huge sports fan. And I DM like mushy shit, like, great game. Like, you did so.
He's just a fan.
I'm
he's
a
just
huge
like
fan.
Such a big fan, yeah. So he's DMing you.
Just none of them follow me.
Voluntarily, you just just DM.
Yep.
You're one of those
and
people.
This, yeah. And this is like during while I have social media followers.
But if it was anyone else, it's fine. But this is, you know, he does stuff on the internet. Like,
yeah, true. Okay. Yeah.
Kind of embarrassing.
Okay.
So I have one for Jock Peterson. He got a groin injury.
Oh, this is so funny. When it says athlete DMs, I thought like DMs from athletes.
No.
This is just DMs to athletes
with
no response.
Yeah, and not reading it. And
Stan behavior,
oh, this
dude.
Is sad.
So,
and I love it.
Jock Peterson.
Did anyone just hear that?
No.
He said, this is sad, and I love it.
It's sad because it's, one, no one's responding, which makes it worse. And then, two, I don't, he still doesn't know the goal he's trying to achieve with something that he
I just want to, like, hang out. I just want to get a beer with him. Like, that would be my cool. That
Zach,
would be so
that's never going to happen.
Oh, my God. There's three.
You triple texted. Who did you?
Please punch in.
Zoom in. Zoom
look
in
at the
on
dates.
This.
Look at the dates.
December.
You've hit him up once a year. Scroll up. Who is this, though? Who is this?
Nick Bosa.
He's a defensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers.
A defensive lineman.
He's hella good. Second overall draft pick. Yeah.
I'm sure he's great.
Yeah. Anyways, there's even worse ones. Oh, dude. I want to meet this guy so bad. This is a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Trey Lance.
Okay. I said, can't wait to watch you ball because we just drafted him. That was, nice. I'm assuming, draft day.
That was not bad.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's pretty safe.
And then the other one, he was wearing an LA Dodgers hat, and, you know, Giants fans, you know, hate the Dodgers. So I said, oh, wearing that Giants hat now, I see.
Josh Allen, is this the horny one?
This is the horny one.
Oh, there's a lot.
Oh, this is my favorite player. Go. Yeah, I'm wearing his jersey. This was Super Bowl day.
You are a fucking groupie. You are a group.
I'm a huge sports fan.
Got his jersey on in the mirror.
Oh, bro.
Dude. You are a groupie.
May 7th. Actually, no. What were you wearing in the?
His jersey. Yeah. I was wearing his jersey. I'm assuming it's a screenshot.
Oh, so you a fan?
Oh, yeah. I have his jersey.
To Josh Allen,
quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Zach. Unsend that. Go into your phone.
No. And no.
Actually, yeah, no.
Keep it.
He follows Casey Frey and a bunch of other people, so I figured, you know, maybe he knows the circle.
We got to cut this out and put it in the free episode, just so that, like, there's a chance that some of these guys will see that.
Oh,
and
reach out to him?
Absolutely.
Who follows us?
George Kittle.
Who's that?
Tight end for the San Francisco. Dude, you guys. Tight end for the San Francisco.
All right, George who?
George Kittle.
George Kittle, this is a message for you. We heard you got a tight end. And Zach loves it.
He
only follows Cody.
Zach just beat testicular cancer, right?
He did.
He did. That's not
your hand behind my back.
He also dresses like shit.
He also dresses like shit. And he got fired.
Yeah. So actually, don't DM him. Just send him some clothes.
Yeah. Send him your jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign.
Damn, dude.
He sends him his jersey, and then he fucking takes a picture of it in the mirror just with no shorts. Jersey with no pants, and he's like, got it.
Yes.
Thanks, George.
Yes, Josh.
Yes, George.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.